Welcome to Pulling on Heaven 24/7. It's who we are. It's exactly what we do. Jesus said, when you pray, pray this way. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And when God releases heaven and earth, and Jesus said, where is the kingdom? It's on the inside of you. It shows up differently here, in here, even than it does in heaven, because this is a place of faith. God has a purpose in all things that he does, and God is God. It's not like he needs something from us. So why would he create this when he has all of that? Number one, God is love, and he wants to share who he is. And he does that through this incredible gift he's given us called faith. Faith in who he is and faith in who he is in us. And so when the kingdom of God is revealed in us in the earth, it takes on a different glory than it does even in heaven. And that's why Jesus said, pray that it would be revealed in the earth as it is in heaven. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to believe God to reveal some glory through this podcast. I have a dear friend of mine and the families that we've known for a long, long time. Marla Maples is with me today.
Hello, my pastor. How are you?
Doing awesome. Thanks for joining me again.
So happy.
Again.
I mean, what a gift for me to sit here with you and share what God is revealing. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Marla. So glad you're joining us. And listen, we're going to jump right into it. We talked about freedom.
Yes.
And that's been a word in my heart for the past few weeks, because it is so relevant to the time.
Yes.
All that God is doing in our nation. And you help people get free in a lot of different ways. And we talk about freedom. So how important is freedom?
Well, I got to say, you know, until you can't really appreciate it until you feel as if you've lost it. But have you ever really lost it?
That's really good.
Yeah. So we've all gone through, I think there's not really anyone that hasn't experienced what it felt like to maybe lose our freedoms in the last few years.
Yeah.
So, and we've had generations before us that have felt that also. We were born in a time where we didn't even question it as children growing, and we're having the freedoms that are just given to us. And we grew up in the church, you know, so we were exposed to having Christ in our lives at an early age and having the earth, the air, the sea, everything be free and a part of just our livelihood. Just to be able to walk and run in the fields without fear, without apprehension, without wondering what's going to happen and what are they spraying above us, what are they putting in our water. We just loved life.
Yeah.
And that felt free. When we were children, we felt free. And then we've gone through this transitional time, which is a
different
part
world.
Of our human existence, is to be pushed to expand.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're being expanded now in a new way. And I know for me, it's brought me back to freedom in a deeper sense through knowing that through Christ, I am free.
Yeah.
When I trust in Christ and when I have faith that Holy Spirit is within me, then no one can ever take away your freedom. You just have to walk in it, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. He is freedom. But yeah, and absolutely in our world, you know, the word says when the righteous are in rule, the people rejoice.
Mm.
And the opposite is true when not. Yeah. And, you know, our government takes on the shape of our faith, the attitude of our hearts, we the people.
I agree.
And just like God has given us the power in the earth by his word and by his spirit. Mm. Well, we have the power of government that presides on the inside of us. The word says that the governments will be on his shoulders. And that's not just in the by and by. That's here and now. God's a here and now God.
Yeah.
And he is purging our nations. And God gave me a prophetic word. It's been several years ago. And I've rehearsed that prophetic word numerous occasions throughout the last probably 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, God said, I'm going to make them tell the truth. I'm going to expose the truth. Yeah. And because the truth makes you free. And that's happening today. And I'm very, very thankful for what God is doing. You know, a lot of times people say, well, we can't be political. We have to love. I love the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a government. The kingdom of God reigns and rules.
Right.
And it's not the rulership of a man or a woman or a people in their own right that we're talking about. We're talking about the rule of God's will, to love, to be honest with one another, be truthful, to care for one another, to be kind, gentle, considerate, to forgive, and to show the heart of God, to show the grace of God. Mm-hmm. Government should represent that. And today, God has opened that door vastly and widely in such such a way that I can't remember in my lifetime. And I'm excited about what God is doing.
Yes.
Not talking about just governments or policies or what's voted in or what's voted out. What did God vote in?
Yes.
What did God say? And God raises, the word says that God will raise up the righteous and he raises up the just. But we have to have a heart to receive that kingship.
Yes. Yes.
And freedom, you know, freedom isn't just what we get out of, because you can get out of one problem just to jump into another one.
Right.
People do that a lot of times. They'll be in a very difficult relationship, maybe an abusive relationship, right. A dangerous relationship, and they'll get out of it just to get into a similar one. So that's not really freedom, is it?
No.
Just getting out of one spot doesn't really mean you're free. Getting away from something that you want to be away from doesn't necessarily dictate freedom.
Right.
It's not what we get out of, it's what we get into that makes us free. The children of Israel,
yes.
God sets them free. He raises up Moses as the prophet to them, to a nation of people. And he leads them out of a very tough, very trying place and time where the people wanted. They prayed for God to set them free. And God did. He answered their prayers, just like he does our prayers today. But when they're freed, because it wasn't what they thought, because they didn't want freedom, they wanted dictatorship over God. They wanted to be able to tell God the way it should be and tell Moses the way it should be, instead of listening and seeking God and believing that God was leading them again in the way that they were supposed to go. And it was, the point wasn't just getting them out of Egypt, because here's the thing, God, he could have totally wiped out all the evil rulers. He could have brought Pharaoh down. That was demonstrated in a number of different miracles, signs, and wonders that God did in Egypt, and put Moses right there on Pharaoh's throne. He could have ruled right there in Egypt.
Yeah.
But it wasn't what they were getting out of. It was what they were getting into, because when you move into something better than you came out of, and you are aware of how much better that is, you don't want to go back.
Right.
But they weren't aware until Caleb said, we're more than able to go into the promised land, because that's what really God really wanted them to. Not just out of Egypt. He could have done anything in Egypt. Mm-hmm. He's God. Mm-hmm. He could have made it a very godly, righteous nation by raising up Moses and speaking through Moses. He did it in the wilderness.
Yeah.
But it was what God wanted to bring the children of Israel into, and that's what he wants to do with us today.
Yes.
He wants to bring us into a better land,
yes.
into a land of promise, a land of certainty. You know, uncertainty is a terrible, terrible enemy, because it strips you of your peace, of your joy, of your confidence. Mm-hmm. It can strip you of your faith, because if you don't see something happen a certain way, you think, well, maybe I don't have what it takes.
Right.
But again, the shortest version to what God has revealed to me through the word and through what he's shown me is just getting out of a situation isn't really always freedom. But if you'll say, God, lead me where I am to go,
yes.
where do you want me to go?
Yes.
What is it you want me to do? Paul said it like this. He said, I am going on to revelation and vision. So we need a vision to go into, and not just, God, if you'll get me out of this terrible relationship, or if get me out of this terrible job, or get me out of this terrible business I'm in, or you know, where I'm being mistreated, or things are just going so bad. How about, God, get me into, even if it's staying in Egypt for a minute, get me into a position of authority, influence, and power. And before I can demonstrate that, let it be demonstrated in me.
Mm.
And that's real freedom. Knowing where you're going. God wanted them in the promised land. There's a promised land for every individual, and it's not far away. It's right in front of you. It's you saying, God, I'm going into vision. I'm going into revelation, just like Paul said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to know you better. I'm going to know you more, because the Spirit of God is going to lead me. And right where I am, right here, right now, I'm going to be a witness.
Mm.
God commanded Moses to be a witness in Egypt before he led him out, because he knew just taking them out wasn't going to be the answer. They had to have the vision and the faith and the certainty to go in. to the land of promise. Because if you get out of prison, where are you going to go?
Yeah, no, it's at least you had some of your needs met, right?
And that's what they did.
It was slavery, but it was slavery, right?
But they had
some people got comfortable in slavery, right?
And the world can be in prison a lot of times. Yeah. Get me out of this, God. Get me out. Instead of God, lead me in.
Lead me in. Let me feel that.
Lead me into vision. Lead me into a place of peace and confidence and a certainty, and let it start within me.
Yeah.
So we were talking about some friends of you in the marketplace and in the world and business.
Yes,
what do we do? You know, they don't treat me right. They don't treat me the way I need to be. I mean, I deserve more, and I'm sure that's true. But that demonstration of confidence, go ahead and throw your best at me, because I'm going to demonstrate who Christ in me is. I'm not going into self-pity or self-concern, or I'm not going to back off or rebel. I'm going into the place of consistency. God is consistent in me. My words are going to be consistent. You can say what you want about me, but you can't identify who I am. Only Christ can do that, and he's told me who I am. Yeah. And my freedom is who Christ in me is.
Yes.
I'm going into the great, we say this all the time. You've heard me say it. This is the greatest season of my life.
Yes.
So make that statement. Where I'm going today, I'm going into the greatest season of my life.
And that's what I love, how you always bring that in the beginning and in the ending. You always bring that. And people can be suffering in their own way. They can be trapped in their slavery.
Yeah.
But when you speak that, it creates an opening.
It does.
It creates an opening. You speak with your mouth and then you watch the new world open up, right?
It does.
Yeah.
Well, you are identifying what you believe.
Right.
I say it all the time. I say, let your ear hear what your mouth is saying. And we do all the time, but a lot of times we say the wrong things and we take on the identity of, this is so hard. You know, being a believer is so hard.
Mm-mm.
Being a believer is the easiest thing in the world because it's freedom from everything that destroys your confidence in who Christ has created you to be.
Right.
Certainty is in Christ, the fullness of who he is, not just a little bit of God. God doesn't give you a little bit of who he is.
Yes.
Because he's not a little bit of God. He's all God. He's all good. He's all present. He's all the time. And if, as you said, if we will say that with our mouth,
right.
God, I'm not getting better. You've made me the best I can be. I'm getting to know who I am in you and who you are in me.
Right.
And you've walked in this many different glories. I mean, we talked a lot of times about a very challenging opportunity that turns out to be so incredibly glorious, and people talk about that all the time.
Right. And it's not always easy, you know. It's like when you jump to the next level, there can be some growing pains, right?
Yeah.
But you can't lose your faith. You just have to know that every single thing is divinely met if you really have that faith in God. So despite what it may feel like, and I think even talking about Moses leading the people out of Egypt, you know, they're like, but where's our food going to come? You know,
yeah.
It's complaining, right?
Yeah.
And we just, again, learning how to speak into the good. I love Gary, you always do these little ditties since I've met you 25 plus years ago. You know, what are you going to do when you don't know what to do? Just praise him. He's so amazing. And I, so many times, when I'm in my office and I'm being called, many people are pulling on me and there's so many things I want to accomplish. I'm like, oh my goodness, what are you going to do when you don't know what to do? Just praise him. I'll start doing that little dance because those words and with the song and with the repetition, and it moves you out of that space of doubt into a space of certainty.
And
thank you for that.
Oh, praise God. It's fun. It's just fun trusting, believing. And, you know, I never think about these before I get up. It just comes out in something.
I know. I've seen so much of this. My daughter was itty bitty.
Well, it comes out of you, though, too. And that's not me. And I'm not trying to be super religious or anything here. I'm saying that's not me. That's you. That's Christ in you. It works for you because it's part of who you are.
Yeah.
Maybe I said it and you repeated it, but it wouldn't work if it wasn't who you are. It works because it's who you are. You know, my gift and call is to identify. I say I wouldn't, you know, my value is calling out who other people are. The reason God gave me my call, my gift and my call is because he values the people in the earth. It's not the prophet or the minister that's so valuable. I mean, everyone is important to God, but it's who he sends you to.
Well, you speak into the potential of what we are.
Is it what you are?
Right.
Exactly. We sat down. I love to sit down Sunday. We typically get together with some of the members and the team. We'll talk about the message and they'll say, well, you said this and you said that, but they're talking, they'll give me their take on what they heard. And it ministers to me so much.
Beautiful.
Because it's, if it wasn't who they are, all I'm doing is what you said. I'm identifying who Christ has shown me we are through his word. Yeah. And that's the importance is who the people are, who the body of Christ is. It's not an individual. It's the collective whole. That's who Christ is. The word said that the fullness of God dwelt in him in bodily form. What would we do if it wasn't for Jesus? How would we even know how to think about a not just a divine intervention, not mm-hmm. just forgiveness of sin, mm-hmm. not just being good and being mm-hmm. kind and being loving, but how would we know how to think about unity? How would we know how to think about not just what we do, but what is done through us if Christ didn't say, I'm going to dwell in you? He's the only one that can do that. He's the only one that did do that. Christ is dwelling in me and through me. We've had the laws since the beginning of time. Yeah. God gave Adam and Eve law, but law never keeps you. It's not the ordinance that we try to do in the sweat and the blood and the tears. It was his sweat, his blood, his mm-hmm. tears. And he, instead of just ascending to the Father and saying, I've forgiven him, let's just get him up here and be done. He said, I want to share my nature with them. So I'm going to abide in you. That's why I said, all these things you've seen me do, you'll do, but you're going to do greater things because I'm not just going to be with you. I'm going to be in you. And I mean, God really on the inside of you and knowing I'm going to see you today through what you do through me. That's great freedom. Mm-hmm. That's great power. That's the identity of who we are.
Yes.
And it has to come through the word of God. And that's why it's so important to know what the word says. So read the word, listen to the word, hear the word. You do it all the time. These little ditties, these little songs that we come up with, just identifying who Christ in us is and not just who we are in him. And there is a difference. I mean, we have our position in him, but if I can say it like this, more powerful, his position within us. Because how else would I see Christ unless you demonstrated Christ? How would I see Christ in Marla unless, I mean, God, you know, I've never seen you turn into the face of God or the face of Christ, but I have felt his love come through you. I have heard his words come through you. And I pray all the time, God, let that be me. Clothe me in your glory. Hide me and let the people hear and see you.
Yes.
And that really is the victory and the freedom that we walk in.
Right. And the more of us that are there, how beautiful is that?
Yeah.
But that's how we create a new world, a beautiful world as Christ intended it to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And resistance. You said, you know, it's not always easy. What is that though? Let's identify what not easy is. Resistance.
Resistance, yeah.
How do you get stronger?
You have to, you have that resistance and then you, shoo.
And you can't get stronger without
growing through it.
Resistance.
Going through the resistance.
Yeah. I mean, I know you work out. I try to work out as well. And you don't get stronger by picking up something that is,
this is easy.
It has no resistance.
Oh, there you go.
Exactly. You can do that all day long.
You need the resistance.
You know,
you need
people think
center.
Something's wrong with you if you keep doing that all day long.
Yeah.
But it's the resistance.
Right.
And it's the resistance. The resistance doesn't tell you how weak you are. Resistance demands the strength that you are. And once you demonstrate that, you say, hey, that really is in me, and it gets stronger and stronger. It builds confidence in your mind. It builds confidence in your body. It builds strength in your body. Same thing spiritually.
It's spiritually, emotionally, absolutely.
Yeah. Instead of this is hard, this is strength to me.
This is building me.
This
is building me. Yes, to be more like God.
This isn't so difficult. This is training me. This is strengthening me. This is power. I see the power of God. I see the demonstration of his spirit. Just like he said, God trusts me with this amount of resistance. Because he knows that I can demonstrate his power in it.
Amen.
Again, freedom.
Perfect.
Freedom from weakness, freedom from doubt, freedom from uncertainty, freedom from fear.
Yeah.
Freedom is a great gift from God.
Yes.
God so loved the world that he gave. Why? So we could walk in the freedom that he is.
Yeah.
And it's a joy. I mean, It is a path that you don't have to look for. God presents it all the time, but you do have to walk in it.
Oh, don't we want that for everyone?
Yeah. And it, yeah. It's here. It's now. It's today. Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, listen, don't wait for Jesus to appear on a cloud. See him in the clouds today.
Today.
See him here and now. He said, I'm coming back quickly. So, you know, 2,000 years isn't quick on any calendar.
Right.
You know, people will say, well, you know, 1,000 years is a day and a day at that. Well, yeah, but he said quickly, and he came back in the form of the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And he will be revealed from the heavens. He will be revealed in every way that he said. But we don't have to wait for that glory. That glory exists
here.
Now. It's end. God, his glory is endless.
Yes.
And so when the resistance comes, it's God, show me another form of your glory, because I'm ready to walk
I'm
in
ready
it.
I'm ready to walk in it.
Because yeah. I have resistance.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you find that?
And every day there's another opportunity, right? Because
yeah.
we're walking in a world that, you know, God is going to show us the pathway to grow and to expand and to be more like, more connected to God and to the light, and more like Christ, right?
Yeah,
and through that, then we can expand that as hopefully as an example to others to want to jump on board with us and feel that same spirit of yeah. Christ within us. That's what I wish. We walk in a world where we see people still angry, and I just want to give them a good dose of joy.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just hard for people to receive it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the answer is yet. Maybe praying more for them. Maybe you know what the answer is, Gary.
I'll tell you what I believe the answer is.
Okay.
Is demonstrating it on your own without the approval of others.
Okay.
Walking and saying, God, I know who you are in me. And people don't always do. I remember growing up, my mom would say early on, before the days of salvation, don't do as I do as I say.
Of course, we all heard that.
And what does that make you want to do? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, of course, it's a big Southern thing. Yeah.
And so what do you do?
Don't you do what I do, do what I say.
And so what did you do?
Well, you do what you see.
You do what you see, exactly. Yeah. It's like, don't look over here, or don't look over there. Don't look, you know, don't look here. And that's the first thing you do.
Yeah.
It's a response. It's because it's upside down. It's backward.
Yeah.
You don't have to say anything. When you do the will of the Father, and actually it's not really doing the will of the Father. When you are the will of the Father, and you know you are, people are attracted to what looks fun, what looks influential. You know, in school, people don't just follow the nice kid. They follow the strong kid.
Yeah.
But if the strong kid is the nice kid, that's who they're going to follow.
That?
And if the nice kid feels like, well, because everyone doesn't want to go along with me, you know, then I'm going to have to be a bad guy in order to have friends, then you lose your influence and you become one of many.
Yeah.
But when you stand strong and I don't need you to approve what I'm doing, I don't need you to be my friend in order for me to be yours. There's your freedom.
There's your freedom.
You stand in the confidence of who you are and who Christ in you is. He's all power, all present, all God, all the time. Not a little bit of God, all God in you, in me, in you all the time. And if you just, why do we need people to applaud our efforts or our faith? Walk in it, live in it, and that is the greatest magnetism. That's the greatest draw. Wind blows because there's a high and low pressure system, mm-hmm. and it just kind of creates a vacuum. Wind doesn't really blow. It can be windy, but wind is really being sucked into that vacuum. If we become that force, then people, I mean, and I've experienced it many, many times, and people say, listen, I'm a minister, but I don't preach to people all the time. I don't look for an opportunity to just shove a word down their throat. I look for an opportunity to be an experience to someone that is so powerful because it's what I'm aware of, that they ask me or that they feel something. And you've had it said, we knew there was something different about you. How do you get here? How do you walk in that? I mean, you're a preacher, or you're a pastor or a prophet or evangelist or whatever. No, it has nothing to do with that. I'm that because of what I experience.
You're right.
And it's like not just wanting God to do things for me, but I want to be a pleasing experience to God.
Yes.
And we're supposed to walk in his favor. And isn't that an experience for God? What if we could be a great experience for God?
For God.
That's the whole point. Yeah. If we can be that for God, and we can walk in his favor, that means he's pleased. How impactful do you think that's going to be on people around you without you ever saying a word? Mm-hmm. Because the presence of the Lord is more than audible. Mm-hmm. It's spiritual. It's a spirit.
Right.
It's a breath. It's life. We're alive by an invisible breath that never says anything. But when we accept it, we receive it in and live by it, we are alive, and that life touches other people. Same thing with Christ. Our witness is who we are and who we know He is in us. Yeah. That's what brings a change. That's what draws people into the joy that you have. I want the smile on my face that you have.
Right.
I want the lightness in my heart that you have.
Yes.
And they may even approach you with anger or frustration because they're jealous for the peace and the joy and the love you have. And that's a good thing because that opportunity will open. Even if they don't express it to you, they will remember the impression of your spirit. And just like Jesus, you know, the woman without any experience said in her heart, I know that if I touch the hem of His garment, why? Because Jesus was walking in the fullness of the Father, and all she had to do was touch the hem of His garment because He radiated such presence, such love from the Father. You can do the same thing.
Right.
And that is an alluring, drawing presence that people want to be a part of.
Oh, let's walk in that.
Yeah, just that witness. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Marla, thank you for being with me again.
So beautiful. Thank you.
It's always a joy, and it's been a minute in coming, but here we are today.
Right
and
here.
Thank you for sharing your heart. And what is the name of your foundation?
Well, I have the Marla Maples Foundation that I'm building to work in the different organizations that I feel, you know, really want to help give people a way through their difficulties and their challenges, whatever they've experienced. But we are also working with the Global Wellness Forum. GlobalWellnessForum.org. So we are helping state by state to protect people's water rights, air rights, land, food, to keep it clean so that our generations can be healthy. We deserve to have a healthy, clean America, and may that spread to others. So
love that.
Yeah.
God's going to make us tell the truth, and He's going to cause our nation to rejoice because of the blessing of the Lord. You know, we'll drink clean living water and
the
clean water, and the manna of God and good bread and good food. And God is healing our nations.
Yes.
And so I praise God that you're a part of that. And check it out.
Yeah.
God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. This is the greatest season of your life. Enjoy it. If it doesn't happen today, when will it happen? This is the day God has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Until next time.